I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, and we're welcoming Malcolm Hoenlein, returning with lots of news about the Middle East. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, the Druze are facing some serious trouble, aren't they?
They are, and I speak to them periodically, and we try to get the message out, which they are unable to. There was a massacre of some of the Druze, as there was the weeks earlier about Alawites in Syria. They are complaining about the West's indifference, whether it's the Kurds, the Druze, or other minorities in Syria, that allowing al-Julani to take control, which is on one hand being manipulated by Turkey, but more importantly, that they say he is ISIS. He has not changed, that just because they're in a suit doesn't change the reality of their objectives. And they talk about how the Kurds, the Druze were about to be attacked, and only Israel's intervention. And that is why they hit around the armed depots near the presidential palace, which were going to be used in an assault against the Druze population, which feels almost helpless there. And Israel sent in helicopters with food aid. You know, this is the one that they accuse of denying food to Muslims. Here they are. They sent in the helicopters and other assistance, and in fact brought out some of the wounded Druze to Israeli hospital to assist them, so to aid them. So the Druze community in Israel has demonstrated and calling for more assistance and thanking Israel for standing up for them and asking the West where everyone else is. The situation in Syria is not calm. It's not as some of the pictures they show him meeting with officials, but that is not the reality on the ground that the various groups describe to us.
Two reports, Malcolm. One, Harvard University has produced 300-page analysis of what went wrong and what is to be done in the anti-Semitic attacks of 2024. What's it look like to you, Malcolm? I've not seen it.
Well, there's two reports that have come out. One is the Harvard study, which was long awaited. It was only after the U.S. pressed the administration pressed them. 10 days later, they issued the findings, which are very disturbing. 60% of the Jewish students at Harvard said that they experienced discrimination, stereotyping, or negative bias on the campus. And they said that they talked about their intimidation. The 75% believed that there was an academic professional penalty for expressing their views at Harvard. It goes on to describe in really terrible terms, and this is a large, large sample that was a question that were involved in and offered the opportunity to express their views, and not all of them who were Jewish, but talked about the climate on the campus and that the university has not taken the steps really to correct it. And it comes in the context also of a report that we now see that the amount of money that came in during the Biden administration years was double the foreign money that came in the 40 years before that. How many tens of billions of dollars from Qatar, from China, from Saudi Arabia, from others came on into the campuses with no accountability, no sense of where the money was spent and how it was used, let alone any taxes or compensation to the government or any accountability. So this is really more and more evidence of how deep the rot is on our campuses, even the best campuses in America are most respected, and the need for there to be real reform, and why the Congress and others have to act, and the steps by the administration are not limitations on free speech. They're going to aid and abet free speech.
Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, just returned from the March of the Living in Poland. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,